So we said that the next kinyan was called Dibuk Chaverim, kinyan number 11. So we said in yeshiva, you'd say it's a chakira. There's two ways to look at some of these kinyanim. Is the kinyan primarily the, is it about the style of how to learn? How to learn? If you want to learn properly, you got to pay attention. You got to be serious. Don't sit there, relaxing or whatever. Be serious. You should do aim a year serious. And some of them have to do with the type of person you are. They'll have to do with the specific style of learning. In order to be Kona Torah, the Kona Torah should become part of you. You have to be the type of person that Torah wants to connect to. Torah does not want to connect to everybody. So it has to be the type of person that Torah wants to connect with. And that's what we explained last time about Tahara and Kedusha. And that's what we discussed, I think it was last night. So, Dibuk Chaverim. So, in Dibuk Chaverim, the Maral explains that they're both true. Number one is obvious that if a person learns by himself, Dibuk Chaverim means a person should be part of a group. Part of a group. He should learn as part of a group. So, the Pashut simple understanding is because it will help you understand better. Obviously, learning part of a group will help you understand better. You're not going to miss points. People will bring out the points to you, even practically speaking. You have a group, so you don't show up. People will be like, "Where were you today? What's going on?" You're slacking off, you know. So Dibuk Chaverim is a very strong tool to enhance your learning. Now, by the way, just parenthetically, I sent over to the Chevra today a story. When I grew up, there was my neighbor, actually around the corner, but whatever. I'll call her my neighbor. So she, this lady, Mrs. Landisman, so she grew, was born in Shanghai. Her father was learning at the Mir, in the Mir, when the Mir Yeshiva moved to Shanghai. And her father eventually moved to Eretz Yisrael. It's a big Talmud Chacham, and he retired in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it was. He had a chavrusa that he learned with for about 15 years or so towards the end of his life till the day he died. And when the family was sitting Shiva, they wanted to hear stories from the chavrusa. He always told them, "I had this chavrusa, we learned 20 years." It didn't show up. First days, it didn't show up. Now, in Yerushalayim, they have signs everywhere, they plaster the signs, this guy dies, there's announcements. So, finally, there were signs in Yerushalayim. On the seventh day of the Shiva, the guy walks in, and he says, "I was your father's chavrusa for 20 years." So we're like, "You just required, like, where were you till now? So he said, I'll be honest with you. I saw signs that this guy died. I didn't know who it was. I never knew his name. I never said Shalom Aleichem to him. We just sat and learned together. I sat and learned, and we never spoke anything other than learning for 20 years. I never discussed anything about it. We learned for hours a day, and we never discussed anything. We never broke our learning to discuss anything other than learning. So I didn't know his name. But I saw signs in Shalom, this guy dies. And he didn't show up for the last 7 days. I figured he's the guy that died. But I found out that was that was the story. So that's like really being focused, it's like ultra focused on learning. But the concept of the Dibuk Haverim, having somebody, right? So it's gonna help your learning, obviously. Okay? Now that's number one. But number two, here's the knetch of the Maral. Here's the Maral's point. Maral's point, unbelievable point. Says the Maral, Dibuk Haverim is not just a practical tool how to learn. Learn in a group, because you'll learn better. No. Dibuk Haverim defines the type of person you are. And he says, only a person that's willing to be part of a group can be the person the Torah will connect to. And here's a little deep point, okay? And we like this point. It's an interesting point. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Letaiva Yivakesh Niflod. A person that's into his taiva He will be separate from other people. He won't be able to be a full achdus with other people. Okay, we've been discussing many over the last, yesterday we talked about it in general, that the whole concept of Kedusha is that a person struggles between the neshama and the guf. And the whole struggle of Torah wants someone that's more of a neshama person than a guf person. But now let's bring in Nefesh HaChaim and let's bring in a few concepts. Unbelievable. The difference between me and you, the separation between me and you, I'm here, you're there, is in our guf. My guf is a finite location, it's here. Your guf is finite there. My guf has my needs, your guf has your needs. What separates me from you is our guf. In the world of the neshama, we're not separate. In the world of the neshama, we learned in the Nefesh HaChaim, there's one thing, Nishmas Yisrael, and all the neshamas are connected, and then they come down. So a person that's into his goof, besides what we talked yesterday, that he just cares about himself and he's self-centered and he's just going to end up getting involved in indulgences of this world. There's another thing. He can't really connect to someone else because he's a goof guy. In the world of goof, there's a major separation between you and everyone else. I'm here, you're there. But if he could raise himself above the goof, so now he's not here anymore. He's in here. Oh, in the neshama, we're one. There's no difference between me and you. So the person that can have dibuk chaverim is a type of person that's clearly a neshama person. And since he's a neshama person, he can connect to Torah also better. So Maharal says that dibuk chaverim is both. It's number one, it's the type of person. If you're a person that can connect, you'll connect to Torah. And it's also in the practice. And he learns that into a Gemara. But I want to just flesh out this concept, even further. So what we're saying is that if a person can rise above their guf into the neshama, then they can connect to the other person. So the Maharal takes that a step further. He says that if a person that is a guf person learns Torah, they're not really learning Torah. He says, Torah is really only that which is learned from one person to the other in the Chavrusa. Do you find it weird that in Torah, in yeshiva, in every place, learning is always happening in Chavrusa? You go to a library, everyone's studying by themselves. Sometimes you'll have a study group. But like, it's not a given that to study for your, law school exam, you need a Chavrusa. Either you do it yourself or you do it in a study group or something like that. But like to sit chavrusa and study everything, it's not a given that that's what happens, right? So why in Torah all of a sudden it's like, yeah, of course you have chavrusa. Like, who doesn't have chavrusa? It's like part of the sit. Where'd that come from? So Maharal says, very simply, he says, look at the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Shnayim sheyoshvim, two people sitting, v'yesh beinehem divrei Torah, shchina shruya beinehem. Then it says, right, so if two people are learning, there's B'nayim, Dibrei Torah, the each B'nayim, then he says, but then the end of the Mishnah says, B'nayim Shafil Echad Sheyoshev Ve'osek B'Torah She'akadosh Baruch Hu Koveh Alo Sachar She'nemar Yoshev Bada V'yidoyim, etc. So he says, why does it switch the language? It doesn't say he's Loimit Torah, Yesh B'nayim Dibrei Torah, it just says Osek B'Torah. His Maharal says, Osik Patera is a general term for someone that's involved in Torah, but they're not really learning. When you're by yourself, it's not really called Torah. You know why? Because it's for yourself. So the Torah is now connecting to your goal. You have to prove to me that for you to really be involved in Torah, it has to be involved with your neshama. How are you proving to me that it's involved in neshama? You're sharing, you're with someone else. You're learning the chavrusa. So you're connected to the other person on the neshama level. If you're connected to that person, neshama, the Torah is also on the neshama level. The Torah is being brought out outside the guf. That's why Torah has to be spoken. We said a richas fasayim. So that's also a nefesh hachaim concept. The concept of speech is ready when you remove things from the guf. The form of Torah cannot be a guf chachma. It can't be for yourself. It's got to be something which is shared with others. That's why the Vilna Gaon hold that most opinions hold that if you think in learning, you don't say a brach on that. You have to share it. And we spoke one time. But if you write Divrei Torah, then You make a bracha. Why? Because someone else could learn from it. You're taking it out of yourself. So the Maharal says only Torah that is learned in a group, only Torah which is being brought out of yourself, out of your guf, through that little pipe that we talked about in the Nefesh HaChayim. It's being brought out through the Ruach. It's now being brought out. It's being connected in the Neshama level. That is the true Torah. So Dibuk Chaverim, you know, I think when you learn it simple, okay, yeah, you learn Chavrusa, because we get it clear. According to this, it's a lot deeper than just the concept of Chavrusa learning, not just because I need someone to bounce off the ideas from, right? It's not just that. It's that you can develop a connection, and that's the bridge for the Torah to now be on a higher level. That's Nefesh HaChaim. That's Maral Nefesh HaChaim. Everybody, this is you know, it's an incredible concept. So the Maral says that this is pshat in the Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara says in Makkos also. It says, Cherev el, I think the Lashon HaGemara, Cherev el abadim v'noy elu. Cherev al soineim shal Yisrael, she yoyishim bad bevad v'oiskim b'toyro, that we put a sword to those people that learn by themselves, that they can never become, she'ena mischakmi, they can't become smart, v'loy oid elu she'mistapshin, they also become dumb. So, like two levels. Not only they don't become smart, they also become dumb. So he says these are the two levels. First of all, in the process of they cannot connect to the Chochmah of the Torah. That's the deeper level. They can't connect to the Chochmah of the Torah. There's no way for them to connect to the Chochmah of the Torah, because Chochmah of the Torah has to be neshama, and you're by yourself. They become dumb means that they're not even learning right. They're even getting the wrong pshat. That's the other point. The other point is you don't have chavrusha. You don't know when to bounce it off of. You end up with the wrong pshat. So he said, the Maral says the two points that we're saying are in the Gemara itself. That number one is that you can't get the chachma of the Torah. Number two is that you can't even get the right pshat, because you're always going to miss the pshat if you're always going to be learning only by yourself. So, you know, I think it was Niskabel and Klal Yisrael that the right way to learn. Obviously, a person that normally has chavrusas, and what he learns with his chavrusa, he reviews on his own, let's say. So that's chavrusa learning. He's, you know, that's still that type of learning. But somebody that locks the door and is not interested, you know, that's really what we're discussing. We're not discussing that you shouldn't learn by yourself, ever. You know, I'm just saying is that the concept is that the way my connection to learning is in a group. My connection to learning in general is a chavrusa, and then you can work further on your own. That's the concept here. Okay? Tomorrow and Wednesday, I'm not going to be here. Okay? Tomorrow I'm going to be traveling, and Wednesday I'll be coming back. So I'll be back for Thursday morning, but I'll be out tomorrow, Wednesday. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyach, shkoyach.